All right, so it's Bud 30. Not. Sorry, my seatbelt went off. It's Bud 30, not, is what I said. I really don't know why people put ethanol and gasoline in their body. I really can't understand that. I'm picking them up at the bar, driving them back home, and they're out of their minds. The devil actually speaks through them. Not even joking. I'm telling you, when a person gets drunk, they get taken over by the spirit realm. I promise you, because I've tested it. I've done experiments over the last 4 years. You write a word down on a piece of paper, and you pick up a drunk, and the very thing that you wrote on the paper, they say. They get taken over by spirit. You're in your right mind. They're not in their right mind. And so what are they? They're AI programs. And what's an AI program? It's the flesh mind. What's the flesh mind? That's the responder part. So if you have a thought, which is the seed of the spirit, and you throw it out there, they're zombified because they're drunk. They have to say what you said, what you thought. You pretty much are controlling the script. For real. Because the AI is the flesh, and the flesh has to follow the spirit. The flesh persecutes the spirit. And it's not, usually when they say something, they're saying it in a smart aleck way. So the flesh persecutes the spirit. They're saying it in a way that's a smart aleck way because they're not in control. And the devil's mad at you because you're saved. He's mocking you and everything else. So he has to mock you through one of his drunkards or drug heads, you know. For real. Not even joking. Anyway, hold on a second. I was going to talk about something important and it completely went out of my mind. I think it had to do with cognitive dissonance. The whole corporate system and even the church system. The whole corporate system is cognitive dissonance. The whole educational system, the whole medical system, the whole church system is cognitive dissonance. They're asking you to do something, usually that you can't do because you don't either have enough people, enough time, enough tools, enough manpower, enough whatever it is. There's not enough time in the day or whatever it is. They're pushing you to accomplish something, to meet a deadline or something, and you're struggling to make it, you know, you're struggling to get there. And the whole system is pushing that way. And this is why people have a hard time just chilling, you know, just relaxing and chilling nowadays. When they get off work, they're all stressed out, right? It's not even right. That it's not even right the way this system's set up. But the devil knows it. See what's happening. Why is the whole system that way? Why is the whole system cognitive dissonance? The reason is the flesh mind's trying to be perfect. The reason the flesh mind's trying to be perfect is because the flesh is under law. And the law says you better keep all, cross every T and dot every I. The letter of the law killeth, but the spirit gives life. So the whole system's saying, keep that house clean. Keep those clothes clean. Make sure you never miss a day of work. Make sure you never miss a day of church. You need to pray at 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whatever. You need to do this, 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 and you cannot mess up. But see, God's mercies are new every morning. But man's mercies are not new every morning. God's mercies are new every morning. But mankind's system is not new every morning. They have no mercy. You either deal with it or you don't. And so what they do is they split your mind. They're trying, if you're unsaved, your mind is, they're splitting your mind. And you either, and so the reason for this to happen is you either run to Jesus, you either run to God, or you run to Lucifer. if they split your mind enough where you go out and you get drunk because you can't deal with the stress, you start smoking marijuana or whatever, you can't handle the stress, so you start to take some kind of substance to addiction because you're fighting the cognitive dissonance that you got to be perfect down here, right? You got to meet up to somebody's standards, man comparing himself with man. So when man compares himself with man, he doesn't meet up to the other one. And the other one's stepping down. They're always fighting to be better, one up the other one. And when man compares themselves to God, they're all equal at the foot of the cross. In other words, when man compares himself to another person, mankind, man or woman, you're not going to measure up eventually. Not everybody can be Mike Tyson and fight like that. Not everybody can be Bill Gates and make all that money. Not everybody can do what other people do. There's different gifts and callings down here. But there's going to be people that say, how do you do what you do? When they compare with you, they don't measure up in their mind. But when we all compare with God, we're all beggars at the foot of the cross. We all are equal. When you look at it from that perspective, every human being's equal. And if it wasn't for the blood of Jesus, there would be no hope. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. No remission of sin. No remission of sin. Without the shedding of blood, there's no escape without the shedding of blood of God's Son. You're not going to make it. You're going to be in. If you keep trying to do it in your own power, your own strength, and you try to be good enough, you try to be a perfectionist, something's going to hit you. Time, age, money, space, distance, family dying, children dying, somebody dying. If you try to make heaven on earth, you're going to be royally disappointed. And so the cognitive dissonance is you're trying to make a heaven on earth by being perfect, and you can't. But the whole system's telling you you got to have this kind of shampoo, you got to have this, when really you don't need anything. You only need, actually, you can get by with very little. You got to look this way, you got to have these clothes, you got to dress this way, you know? It's ridiculous. It's insanity. It's total insanity, to be honest with you. It's total insanity. So the cognitive dissonance is telling you, and your flesh mind is telling you, I can be perfect, I can be 100% all the time. Wrong. Nobody can. This happens a lot in marriage. This happens a lot in marriages. And I think once you get married, you fall into it without even knowing it. Because see, when you make an agreement down here in the natural, you're expecting the other person to meet certain needs, right? But they can't meet all those needs. They got sin patterns from their childhood that they don't even know about. You can see them, but they can't. And they can see yours, but you can't see them. So you got one sinner in the house with another sinner in the house, and you got those bloodline sin patterns that you can't see, but they can see. And they can't see theirs, but you can see theirs. And they don't know. If you're not mature enough spiritually to see what's going on, you're gonna fight. You're gonna fight. Because you're not willing to look in the mirror. They're not willing to look in the mirror. And it's going to be World War III in the house, you know. And the Bible talks about the house is a home for peace, you know. A dwelling of peace, you know. Live peaceably with all men if possible. A home especially for peace, right? That's where you go to get to regroup and then go back and face the world again, you know. The flesh profits nothing. The flesh is nothing but sin. The old Adam is born in sin. The old Adam is going to burn in hell forever, where the smoke of their torment rises forever. The goat rises up because the goat learns how to project and delegate onto you what they can't do, and they get you to believe. Here's how the goat rises up. They get you to believe they're all this or all that. And so they're flying monkeys. They're trying to please them, when the only reason they're anything is because they got 20 flying monkeys that are afraid of them for no reason, but they're afraid of them. And so the flying monkeys are trying to please them. And so they're rising up higher and higher and higher because they put on this fake image like they're something when they're nothing. And the only reason they're something is because they're vampiring off their flying monkeys. That's it. That's what's happening in a nutshell. Because a goat ain't gonna be able to rise up because it's all flesh. The only way the goat is gonna rise up is steal, kill, and destroy. If you think about what I'm telling you, you'll say, well, how did they do it? They stole, kill, and destroy. They played a mind game on their flying monkeys to push higher. I'm serious. That's the only way they're going to rise up, because they don't believe in sacrificing for people. They might act like it. I had a stepdad who was a workaholic. He was lost. He got saved on his deathbed, but I know he got saved because I could tell. But he was a workaholic. He'd go home, though. He'd drink, play with his little cards, his little stupid cards, trading cards, you know. And it's like he was miserable, stuck in his little world, you know. See, if you're not reaching out, trying to win some souls, you're going to be stuck in your little world, you know. And it's going to close in on you more and more and more and more. For real, I've seen it too many times. And they get, so you see this couple get married and they become so self-absorbed in their little world. And then when you go visit, as they get older, you walk in there, it's full of smoke, you can't breathe, it's dark, the curtains are closed, the blinds are closed, and nobody talks to them, and they're just miserable, and it's like they have no, and you talk to them, and it's like it's all about self, and it's all about just when you talk to them, they're not responding, they're just trying to blurt out something. They're not listening to other people. When you got a blog, you got to have some feedback. Because you're going to, iron sharpens iron, right? You got to have some kind of feedback, because if you think you've already arrived, you've deceived yourself. Iron sharpens iron. I've learned more from some of the saved women on my channel than I can even tell you, because I listen to what they're having to say and try to see it from their perspective. And that goes back to what I was going to talk about. I don't believe in feminism, but I do believe there needs to be laws. That's what I was going to talk about. There needs to be laws to protect the weaker. There needs to be laws. I don't know if you saw it or not, but Chipotle got hit with a big fine about a child labor laws, you know. A big fine. In Delaware, the liberal state, huh? What's that about? I thought y'all cared about people, but they had working children after 12, and they were working over 40 hours. They couldn't study. My point is, there needs to be laws for the women. There needs to be laws for the weaker. There needs to be laws for the older. There needs to be laws for people who are, you know, needing some help and protection. Because when you get these narcissists, psychopaths in charge of a bunch of people who don't understand the narcissist Jezebel system, they're over there being abused, and there's nobody to protect them. I'll have to talk about that. That's what exactly what I was going to talk about and how it all plays together in this system. I made an observation this week in the real world, and it's like, yeah, eventually their game comes to an end. Because God, when you cry out to God, God has to, God, if you don't take vengeance, the Bible says in Romans 12:21, don't take revenge, cry out to God, and watch what he does. It's going to be some serious, all the stuff that they did, all the games they played, all the drama, all the manipulation, all the witchcraft, it's going to come back on them tenfold, twentyfold, thirtyfold, 70-fold. I'm sure of it.